Sapa blessing and welcome to all the precious family that are joining us in the room, for those that are listening on the phone, on the radio, and later on the recording. We want to welcome all of you on this blessed Sabbath, January 16, 2016. This is lesson 162, chapter 34, entitled The Invitation. The opening hymn to our study today is entitled Softly and Tenderly Jesus is Calling. Softly and tenderly Jesus is calling, calling for you and for me. At the heart's portal he's waiting and watching, watching for you and for me. Come home, come home, ye who are weary, come home. Earnestly, tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling all sinners, come home. Why should we tarry when Jesus is pleading, pleading for you and for me? Why should we linger and hear not his mercies, mercies for you and for me? Come home, come home, ye who are weary, come home. Earnestly, tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling all sinners, come home. Time is now fleeting, the moments are passing, passing for you and for me. Shadows are gathering, deaths are coming, coming for you and for me. Come home, come home, ye who are weary, come home. Earnestly, tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling all sinners, come home. Think of the wonderful love he has promised, promised for you and for me. Though we have sinned, he has mercy and pardon, pardon for you and for me. Come home, come home, ye who are weary, come home. Earnestly, tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling all sinners, come home. Welcome to all of dear family that are joining us. If any one of the dear family would like to have opening prayer, mommy, daddies, or little one, bubble up.
Our Father, I thank you for the spirit to have this blessed day. I thank you for the spirit to work us up this morning. I thank you for the spirit to be having a nerve with protect us where we go. Protect us in the things you see and do. Forgive us all for our sins, our iniquities, and our Christ-like spirit. Let us be able to understand what is true and what isn't. Let us be able to keep on helping one another, loving one another. Help comfort us if we were ever troubled from on anything, if we were ever sad, scared, discouraged, or confused, or even upset. I also pray that we can be able to, to help us with all of our troubles and with our trials. Let us be able to keep on teaching the gospel to the rest of the sinful world, and also hope that we can be able to go to the land and the place you have promised us for so many years. And let us be also diligent, discerning, obedient, reverent, and unselfish, and also noble in all of our thinkings. And protect our hearts that you avoid all the temptations that the devil used to tempt us with to turn us away from you. And let us be able to always have our eyes open that we may behold wondrous things out of your law. This is my prayer in this precious morning. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. The opening scripture song to our study today is taken from the book of Isaiah, chapter 53, verse 6. And it reads, "All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all." This Sabbath, boys and girls, we will begin a new chapter in our lesson entitled The Invitation in our study book, Desire of Ages. If anyone of the dear family would like to take the following verses, blah, blah, blah.
Psalms 147, verse 3. "He healeth a broken in heart and bindeth up thy wounds." Psalms 147:4. "He telleth the numbers of the stars. He calleth them by their names."
Psalms chapter 40, verse 8. "I delight to do thy will, O my God. Yea, thy law is within my heart." Psalms chapter 40, verse 9. "I have preached righteousness in the great congregation. Lo, I have not refrained my lips, O Lord, thou knowest."
Psalm 40:10. "I have not hid thy righteousness within my heart. I have declared thy faithfulness and thy salvation. I have not concealed thy loving kindness and thy truth from the great congregation."
John 6:38. "For I came down from heaven not to be not mine own will, but the will of him that sent me."
John 6:39. "And this is the Father's will which hath sent me, that of all which he hath given me I should lose nothing, but should raise it up again at the last day."
Amen. Praise the Lord. So today we will cover pages 328 through 329. Welcome to all the precious family that are joining us. We are in Desire of Ages, page 328. Ba-ba-la.
Desire of Ages, page 328. "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." These words of comfort were spoken to the multitude that followed Jesus. The Savior had said that only through himself could men receive a knowledge of God. He had spoken of his disciples as the ones to whom a knowledge of heavenly things had been given. But he left none to feel themselves shut out from his care and love. All who labor and are heavy laden may come unto him. Amen. That's Desire of Ages, page 328, paragraph 2. And the verse was from Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. Amen.
Question, boys and girls. What words of comfort did our Savior speak to the multitude that follow him? And by whom could man receive knowledge of God as well as rest when they are heavy laden? If you have the answer to this question, dear ones, bubble up.
Sabbath session, faith in heaven.
You can test that for blessings, everyone. The answer is, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." And only through himself can men receive knowledge of God. All who labor and are heavy laden may come to him.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's learn a beautiful scripture song together, dear ones, from the book of Matthew, and that can be found in chapter 11, verse 28 to 30, and it sounds like this. Come unto me, all ye that labor and have heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And I will give you rest. And I will give you rest. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest. Ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Matthew 11:28-30. For my yoke is easy.
God bless you, everyone. Continue Isaiah 3:28. The scribes and the rabbis, with their punctilious attention, the religious form had a sense of one upright and penitence, could never satisfy the Republican, and the sinner might pretend to be content with this sensual and earthly, but in their heart were distrust and fear. Jesus looked upon the distress and the heart burden. Those who hope were blighted. And who with earthly joy was seeking to quiet the longing of the soul, and he invited all to find rest in him. Isaiah 3:28, paragraph 3. Amen.
Isaiah 3:28. Tenderly he bade the toiling people, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. Isaiah 3:28, paragraph 4. In these words, Christ is speaking to every human being, whether they know it or not. All are weary and heavy laden. All are weighed down with burdens that only Christ can remove. The heaviest burden that we bear is the burden of sin.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Question, boys and girls, mommies and daddy, what brought about distrust and fear in the hearts of the Republicans and sinners? And what tender words did Jesus bid the toiling people? If you know the answer to these questions, dear one, bubble up.
Their punctilious attention to religious forms, the content with the essential and earthly and seen of what the rites of penance could never satisfy. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your soul.
Isaiah 3:28. If we were left to bear this burden, it would crush us. But the sinless one has taken our place. The Lord had laid on him the iniquity of us all. Amen. Isaiah 53:6. He has borne the burden of our guilt. He will take the load from our weary shoulders. He will give us rest. The burden of care and sorrow also he will bear. He invites us to cast all our care upon him, for he carries us upon his heart. Desire of Ages, page 328, paragraph 5.
Praise the Lord. Question, boys and girls, to whom was Christ speaking these words? Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. And what would happen if we were left to bear the burden of sin? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, bubble up.
The answer is to every human being, and all are weary and heavy laden, all are weighed down with burdens that only Christ can remove, and it will crush us. Desire of Ages, page 329. The elder brother of our race is by the eternal throne. He looks upon every soul who is turning his face toward him as the Savior. He knows by experience what are the weaknesses of humanity, what our wants, and where lies the strength of our temptations. For he was in all points tempted, like as we are, yet without sin. He is watching over you, trembling child of God. Are you tempted? He will deliver. Are you weak? He will strengthen you. Continuing with the slide, and on the side just says, carry subs with Jesus, we can't make it alone. In the bottom slide picture, it says, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness, 2 Corinthians 12:9. Are you ignorant? He will enlighten. Are you wounded? He will heal. The Lord telleth the number of the stars, and yet he healeth the broken in heart, and bindeth up their wounds. Psalm 147:4-3. Come unto me, this is his invitation. Whatever your anxieties and trials, spread out your case before the Lord. Your spirit will be braced for endurance. The way will be open for you to disentangle yourself from embarrassment and difficulty. On the slide, it's on the middle, it says, God can heal a broken heart, but he asks to have all of the pieces. Yes, and in the bottom of it says, my son, give me thine heart, and let thine eyes observe my ways. Proverbs 23:26. The weaker and more helpless you know yourself to be, the stronger will you become in his strength. The heavier your burdens, the more blessed the rest in casting them upon the burden bearer. The rest that Christ offers depends upon conditions, but these conditions are plainly specified. They are those which all can comply. He tells us just how his rest is to be found. On the top side it says, in this Psalm 34:18, the Lord is nigh unto them that are a broken heart, and saves such as thee of a contrite spirit. In the left middle of a picture it says, Jesus takes my burdens away. And the bottom it says, Psalm 37:7, rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Question, boys and girls. Why does the elder brother of our race, Jesus Christ, know by experience the temptations and weaknesses of humanity? If you know the answer to this question, dear one, bubble up.
The answer is, for he was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin he is watching over you, trembling child of God.
I have one more question, boys and girls, mommies and daddies. To whom should we cast our burden to be delivered, strengthened, and enlightened, and healed? If you know the answer to this question, bubble out.
The answer is, the heavier your burdens, the more blessed the rest in casting them upon the burden bearer. The rest that Christ offers depends upon conditions, but these conditions are plainly specified.
Amen. Let's learn another scripture song together, dear ones, from the book of 1 Corinthians, and that could be found in chapter 10, verse 13.
There has no tears.
Savage Space 329. Take my yoke upon you, Jesus said. The yoke is an instrument of service. Cattle are yoked for labor, and the yoke is essential that they may labor effectively. By this illustration, Christ teaches us that we are called to service as long as life shall last. We are to take upon his yoke that we may be co-workers with him. The Savage Space 329, paragraph 2. And on the side it says, here I am, Lord. I surrender my life unto your hands.
Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send? And who will go for us? And I said, here I am. I send me. And that was Isaiah chapter 6, verse.
Praise the Lord. Question, boys and girls. What does Jesus say the yoke is? And what does he teach us by this illustration? And do we become with him?
The answer is, the yoke is an instrument of service, like the cattle is yoked for labor. And the yoke is essential that they may labor effectually. And Christ teaches us that we are called to service as long as life shall last. We are to take upon his yoke, that we may be co-workers with him. Amen.
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 Desire of Ages, page 329. The yoke that binds to service is the law of God. The great law of love revealed in Eden, proclaimed upon Sinai, and in the new covenant written in the heart, is that which binds the human worker to the will of God. If we were left to follow our own inclinations, to go just where our will would lead us, we would fall into Satan's ranks and become possessors of his attributes. Therefore, God confines us to his will, which is high and noble and elevating. He desires that we shall patiently and wisely take up the duties of service. The yoke of service Christ himself has borne to man. He said, I delight to do thy will, O my God. Yea, thy law is within my heart. Psalm 48. I came down from heaven, not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me. John 6:38. Love for God, zeal for his glory, and love for fallen humanity brought Jesus to earth to suffer and to die. This was the controlling power of his life. This principle he bids us adopt. Desire Days, page 329, paragraph 3. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. For Jesus said in John 6:38, for I came down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him that sent me. And continuing with questions. Question, boys and girls. What is the yoke that binds to service, and where were the place the law was revealed and written?
The answer is the law of God, the great law of love revealed in Eden, proclaimed upon Sinai, and in the new covenant written in the heart is that which binds the human worker to the will of God. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So let's learn our last scripture song together, dear ones. And it's taken from the book of Psalms, and it has an extension of a little song that is attached to it, and is from Psalms 40, verse 8. I delight to do thy will, O God. Yeah, thy law is within my heart. Many are the wonders thou done. There is none to compare with thee. Fill my heart with thy loving kindness. Breathe on me breath of the living God. How I long to see thy praises, how I love to praise thy holy name. How I long to see thy presence, how I love to praise thy holy name. Amen. We have come to the ending of our first section of our children's Sabbath school lesson. We are in the second section where we ask all the little ones to come together because it's story time. This section of our study was inspired by the Lord for all his precious little jewels.
And he renewed, no, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, Ephesians 4:23. That means to be renewed in our minds is to think like Jesus. The youth of today may be educated for the fulfillment of high and holy purposes. They are pupils or students in the school of Christ, learning from day to day the lessons of the divine master, that's Jesus. It is in youth that the affections are most ardent or strong, the memory most retentive. We learn faster and easier than when we get old. And the heart most susceptible to the divine impressions. It is easier to change our minds and to accept God's ways when we're young. And it is during youth that the mental and physical power should be set to the task in order that great improvements may be made in view of the world that now is and that which is to come. We need to learn all the good things we can now, so we will be ready to meet the temptations of Satan. The amount of valuable or good knowledge that can be acquired by young men and women can hardly be estimated, but to reach a high standard, they must close the door to the debasing thoughts that Satan would thrust into the mind. We must put bad thoughts out of our minds and refuse to yield to his temptations. The youth may acquire or obtain that which gold cannot buy by cherishing a pure, strong purpose and endeavoring or trying to be all that God designed they should be. To have a character like Jesus wants us to have is more valuable than gold. The mind should be trained to dwell upon right themes of thought. To do this, we must read the Bible and the spirit of prophecy. They should study the scriptures and bring into daily life the divine rules which God has laid down for their guidance. Guidance means being led correctly. He who has grown old in the service of God may find his mind a blank in regard to the things that are happening around about him and recent transactions or the things that they do may soon pass from his memory, but his mind is all awake to the scenes and transactions of his childhood. You know, that's interesting. As people grow old, we can't remember the things that we did yesterday hardly, but we can still remember what we learned when we were children. So learn good things while you are young. Oh, that the youth may realize how important it is to keep the mind guarded, pure and clean from corrupt thoughts, and to preserve the soil from all debasing practice, the soul from all debasing practices. For the purity or impurity of youth is reflected in old age. If we learn good things while we are children, we will have good memories when we get old. The truths of the Bible received will uplift the mind from its earthliness and debasement. Now, debasement here means wickedness. If the Word of God, the Bible, were appreciated as it should be, both young and old would possess an inward rectitude or honesty, a strength of principle, and would enable or help them to resist temptations. Sons and Daughters of God, page 78. And our verse says, and be renewed in the mind, renewed in the spirit of your mind, Ephesians 4:23. To be renewed in your mind is to think like Jesus. Thank you for listening.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Next week, dear ones, we will continue with part 2 of our chapter and our study entitled The Invitation of our lesson book, Desire of Ages. If any one of the little ones, mommy or daddy, would like to have closing prayer, bubble up.
To be young Neil and bow here for closing prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy most precious name. Lord, thank you for waking us up this morning and guiding us, keeping us, and protecting us through the week. Lord, thank you for forgiving us for all our sins, Lord, that sometimes we try to take our burdens upon ourselves and not give it to you as we're supposed to. Forgive us, Lord. Bless us and keep us and guide us in Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Next week, dear ones, that will be January 23rd, 2016, we will continue with part 2. Dear parents and little one, it's time to be able to sit as a family, that you may be able to speak to your parents about the burdens that is in your heart. And after your parents, you could go to Jesus, because he's listening to every prayer and the conversation that you could have with your Savior. He had left a beautiful book. We have all the precious promises. Remember last week's songs? For there are lilies and roses and pinks in the Bible where you can't be able to find a lot of the questions and the answers that you may have for your Savior in your life. I hope and pray all of you were blessed, and may you all have a blessed Sabbath and a continuing beautiful Sabbath that we have today. In Jesus' name. Sabbath blessing, everyone.